Hello out there in device land. This is Chris Ruiz. You might know me on social media platforms as Chris from the Lab. The Lab is referring to Wrestler's Laboratory, which I am the founder and co-owner of. But honestly, that's not important. That's not what I'm here to talk to you guys about. I don't even know what I'm here to talk to you guys about. It's just going to happen organically. It's just going to flow out of me. And it's not always going to be smooth or comprehensible or whatever, but I'm gonna give it my best shot. How about that? So yeah, I'm here to just talk some stuff about wrestling, because first and foremost, aside from being having the position that I have with Wrestler's Laboratory, the first thing that I ever was in wrestling is a fan. And that's the case for everybody. Everybody started as a fan. So I feel like my big thing is, I think that people need to remember that and kind of go back to that as much as possible. Not be so focused on being insiders or being able to predict what's going to happen and feeling like some kind of weird superiority complex when you get things right. Because wrestling is not about being right. It's not about being a better fan than the next person. It's about having a good time. And somewhere along the line, a lot of people have lost sight of that. So that's my stance. Whenever I come across anything on the internet, which, you know, these days there's plenty to come across, I always look at it from that perspective. Like, I'm a fan first and foremost. That's the most important thing that I am in this business. And I need to watch things, well, not I need to, but the reason that I watch things, the reason that I watch WWE or AEW or whenever I get a chance to catch Impact, or I watch as much as I can, I absorb as much as I can. I don't have anything, you know, that is out there that I say, oh, I can't stand X, you know, this X, Y, and Z. What good is it to be such a hater? You know what I mean? Like, if I don't like something, I'm just not going to watch it. And that's like, you know, the old cliche, oh, just don't watch it. And I get that some people are coming from a place where they want wrestling to be better, so that's why they're very judgy about it. But it's too much, guys. Honestly, it's way too much. So I'm recording this podcast not to get on a soapbox and to yell at people because of the fact that I think that everyone needs to be nice and enjoy wrestling and no one can have any negative opinions. It's not that, you know? You have a right to not like stuff. So I'm not saying don't like stuff. I'm just saying go about your complaining, I guess, in a different way. Be somewhat constructive in the things that you say. Have more of an open mind to the fact that not everything can happen exactly the way that you think it should happen, and that there are a multitude of different reasons why things are being done the way that they're being done. Fans, this is not like one of those stay on the other side of the guardrail moments, you know? Because in general, I feel like the less that people who are involved in the business can be douchey to people who are not involved in the business, the better. So this is not about knowing your place on whichever side of the guardrail. It's just about being respectful or open-minded, or kind of like realizing that there's like two sides to everything, you know? Just because so-and-so did something that you perceive as like a knock on another company or whatever, you're like, not everything has to be like, oh, we're at war. Like, the thing with AEW and WWE right now doesn't have to be the war that everyone is hyping it up to be. Like, you know, from a fan perspective, I'm saying, like, yeah, they may be going competing with each other. That's totally legitimate. But I'm saying, from a fan perspective, there's no reason why fans have to be at war with each other, because at the end of the day, the fans are winning. No matter who's winning the war between the companies, we don't have to be a part of that. We don't have to say we are our company. It's not our company. It's just what we watch. But we can watch both companies. We can watch as many companies as we want. We can watch all the dozens of different indie promotions. Not dozens, but literally hundreds of indie promotions that are out there. You know, so if you don't like WWE and you don't like AEW or Impact Wrestling or Ring of Honor or any of this stuff, go to your local indie promotion. Because they're right there in your town. They're busting their asses and they need you in the seats to support them, because those guys are, you know, some of those girls and guys on those shows are the future people that are going to be in bigger companies, whichever those bigger companies are down the line. So show your support for local indies. Watch whatever you want to watch and do it for yourself, not for other people or to keep up with what's cool or whatever. And just, like, try to enjoy wrestling a little bit more, you know? Right now, I'm in my car. I have to finish my sandwich, and I'm going back to work. So this is, like, a little tidbit that I'm recording just to give people an idea of what... kind of, like, my vibe, I guess. I don't know. Thank you for listening. This is, I guess, a preview. It's going on six, you know, a little past 6 minutes now, which is cool with me. And, yeah, so look out for more things in the future. I will elaborate when I don't have to run back into work from my break. I appreciate all you guys. Honestly, like, all the interactions that I have online are awesome. And thank you for supporting Wrestler's Laboratory. I'll throw that out there also. Support your local indies and watch wrestling for yourself and enjoy wrestling, man. All right, later, guys.